welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And I think today we're going to share a bit about how we're trying to reduce waste.
Yep.
You know, just a typical household can produce a lot of waste.
And we're always amazed at how much we produce. And we're really trying to be aware of that.
We are. And it's something that we're cognizant of in our food, in the products that we use, all of that, in the garden. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to share a little bit about that and what we're trying to do in that regard.
Of course, we're going to have some tomatoes that really aren't, I consider, market worthy.
Right.
What that means is we do have a pretty sophisticated audience of customers, though, that realize that for a tomato to taste good, it doesn't have to look good.
That's true. And often the heirloom varieties, which is what you grow exclusively, they'll have a knob or a bob or a whatever, and are not going to be those perfectly round tomatoes.
No.
But, oh, the flavor.
Yeah. Mm. The flavor is unbelievable.
It absolutely
is. And that's one of the things that I think that we've really seen evolve during our time at the market. In the beginning, when we brought heirloom varieties that we were really excited about, but they looked a little funky to people that were used to perfectly round red tomatoes. And everyone wanted the beefsteak.
Right.
Red beef.
Which kind of as an aside, we did a taste test a few years ago and lined up. I know there was a German tomato and a yellow and maybe a pink something or other.
Yeah, we probably had a chocolate, a Cherokee purple or something.
And a beefsteak.
And we had a regular old beefsteak.
Regular beefsteak. And it looked beautiful.
It
looked nice,
the best.
Big, full slice. And we numbered the plates, mixed them up, walked away. So I couldn't remember which was which, really.
No, well, they were different colors.
Right.
But other than that.
And we tasted them. And I would put any of the heirloom varieties ahead of a beefsteak on flavor any day of the week.
Oh my gosh, there was no match.
There was not.
And, you know, I grew up honestly thinking beefsteak because it just has a name that sounds good.
And they're big.
They're big,
beautiful, meaty.
Yeah.
And that is the gold standard.
It is. But once we tried the heirloom varieties and had the flavor, it's like it tastes like a tomato.
Right.
It's kind of like when we grew carrots for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we used to get those baby carrots because they're cute and they were popular and they're handy and they're clean and all that. But then once we tasted like a homegrown carrot, they tasted like a carrot.
It did. It was carroty.
Yeah, it was very carroty. And we did not realize that the other ones really didn't have much flavor. They're fun to eat.
Right.
And nutritionally, I suppose they're the same, but they do not taste the same.
That's true.
So getting back to that, in the tomatoes in particular, and sometimes carrots, you know, will get like a funky leg or something weird on them. You know, they're not going to look perfect unless Martha grows them and then they look perfect.
Right.
If they have like a knob on them or they get a little hole in them or something like that, I pull those for us. I don't take them to market. I try not to. Every once in a while, one will slip in.
Sure.
But I try not to take those to market.
And that's what we then use first is you have a basket in the garage for me that as you pick, you sort off what will go to market, what is for home use. And I keep an eye on those. And as they get perfectly ripe, I pull those and I will cut them up and make sauce, or I will slice them, you know, and just cut out the bad part, or do something like I did this week with which I called Garbage Salsa.
Oh my gosh, that was the best garbage I've ever tasted.
Now that's not really a good name. I'm going to have to come up with a better name.
Yeah, garbage is not really a good name.
Leftovers?
Yeah.
Rejects?
Less than perfect?
Less than perfect, something like that. But I had a handful of tomatoes, not enough really to make a sauce out of. They were not large enough that I wanted to slice. No,
and that's another thing. If it's a really small tomato that's ripened early or something, I'll throw that in right. our basket.
And so I just cut out the bad spots. I peeled and diced those. And I had the same thing with peppers. I had a few peppers that, sweet peppers, where there was a hole on one side or it was growing kind of odd shaped or one had an end that was starting to get soft. I just cut all those bad parts off and chopped them up, added some jalapenos, some cilantro leaves, and a couple of leeks that you had pulled. And we had salsa.
And some corn. I think you roasted up some
corn. I did.
We had pulled at the market.
Yes,
had
it had like a worm damage on the end. Snapped that off.
It's no big deal.
Charred it up. Oh my goodness. That salsa was delicious.
Oh my gosh. It was delicious. I could hardly quit eating it.
And we've had 3 meals off of it.
Yeah, we have.
Just things that could have been tossed.
They would have gone to the compost probably last year had we both been working full time, because we wouldn't have had time to get to them.
Right.
So the tomatoes, particularly right now, go quickly.
They do go very fast. So I've been really paying attention. And anytime I get a reasonable number, 12, 15, something like that, I will make them into sauce for the freezer or salsa when we need that. And
I need it all the time.
Okay. I'll see what I can do about that.
It's a need.
But even with that, even the parts I cut out still do not go to waste.
Nope.
Because I return them back to you.
Yeah. And I put it in the composter, which then feeds us again.
It's the circle of life.
It's the circle of life.
Oh, let's not sing that. We won't get any more listeners.
All right. Well, we did just go see The Lion King.
We did.
Which I would highly recommend if you haven't seen it.
Absolutely. But we do. We compost everything that we can, and it just continues on and on. So there's really hardly any waste.
Nope. It feeds our soil, which feeds the plants, because most of the time I have a composter in the keyhole bed, which has tomatoes, eggplant, peppers, cilantro, a lot of different things. So it feeds those plants and just makes them even healthier. So, yeah, we are really about cutting waste.
We are.
And, yeah, I mean, don't be afraid. If you go to a farmer's market, you will see probably growers that are going to, I start pulling stuff at the market and usually have a little bucket of things that people, I don't think they're going to want, but it's perfectly good food.
Absolutely.
So, you never know. You might, if you see that at a market, you might ask, do you want that? They may give it to you or may give it to you really cheap or
That's
something.
Right.
And there's a lot of good use in it.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Don't let looks be deceiving, because even if it has a little bit of good, we're eating that up.
That's right. And like you were talking about, when you're at the market, our customers are learning how we manage that, and they are asking questions about how produce was treated. And this week when we had corn, it was not sprayed.
No.
So you would get some tiny bugs or worms and
some bird damage
that would come
top.
After the top of that. But what we found is our customers were willing to snap that off and eat it because it had not been sprayed.
Oh, we had customers
important.
That came to the market specifically because I had posted it had not been sprayed. They wanted
right.
that corn. So that was something that made me feel really good, because I know people are used to perfect corn too, and I understand that most of the time that's sprayed because it does get buggy.
Absolutely.
I get that. And But this one wasn't.
And as a customer, you can start your own little compost pile.
Right.
And when you snap those ends off, and then you're not wasting either.
Right. Yeah. And compost, I tell you, there's nothing better. I love it.
I know you
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Oh, my. That's okay. Deep.
Well, maybe that is deep. So,
but that's how we go about not wasting and using up bits and pieces in less than perfect vegetables.
And you're the master at creating that stuff. So if you need ideas on what to do, you have some odds and ends, send Julia a message.
Sure.
And don't send it to me, because who knows what I might tell you. I'll say make stew or something.
Or you'll say make compost.
Yeah, make compost and eat it. Yeah.
Oh, my.
I could eat some of my compost. It just really is that good looking.
Oh, boy. So, yes, if you do have questions about some of those things and ideas about using them up and what kind of dish you might put them in, shoot me an email or a message. And I'll see what I can do to help you out.
Because you're really good at it, and people will not be disappointed, because I get to eat that beautiful food.
Good.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.